It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Today is the birthday of German monk and religious reformer Martin Luther, born in 1483 in Eisleben in Saxony. By calling into question some of the basic tenets of Roman Catholicism, his actions set in motion the Protestant Reformation, and he became one of the most influential and controversial figures in the history of Christianity. His father, Hans, wanted his promising son to be a lawyer, so at age 7, Martin entered school in Mansfeld. In 1498, he returned to Eisleben to study grammar, rhetoric, and logic. He later compared this experience to being in purgatory, or hell itself. In 1501, Luther entered the University of Erfurt, where he received a degree, and at this time, it seemed he was on his way toward becoming a lawyer. But in July 1505, Luther had a life-changing experience that set him on a different course. Caught in a horrific thunderstorm, so the story goes, Luther cried out to St. Anne, the patron saint of miners, promising to dedicate his life to God if he was spared. Most historians believe that this was not a spontaneous act, but an idea already formulated in his mind. The decision to become a monk was difficult and greatly disappointed his father, but he felt he must keep a promise. Luther was also driven by fears of hell and God's wrath and felt that life in a monastery would help him find salvation, but again, he did not find the religious enlightenment he sought. At age 27, he was sent as a delegate to a church conference in Rome. He came away more disillusioned than ever and very discouraged by the immorality and corruption he witnessed there among the Catholic clergy. Upon his return to Germany, he enrolled at the University of Wittenberg in an attempt to suppress his spiritual turmoil. He excelled in his studies and received a doctorate. Through his study of Scripture, he finally gained the religious enlightenment he was seeking. While preparing a lecture on Paul's epistle to the Romans, he read, "The just will live by faith." Finally, he realized the key to spiritual salvation for him was not to be enslaved by religious doctrine, but to believe in the power of faith alone. On October 31st, 1517, angry with Pope Leo X's new round of indulgences to help build St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Luther nailed a sheet of paper with his 95 theses on the University of Wittenberg's chapel door. Though Luther intended these statements to be discussion points, the 95 theses laid out a devastating critique of the corrupting potential of indulgences. Good works, which often involve monetary donations that popes could grant to people to cancel the penance for their sins. Luther was summoned by church authorities and ordered to recant, but he refused unless he could be convinced that Scripture proved him wrong. He went even further, stating he did not consider that the Pope had the supreme authority to interpret Scripture. The meeting ended in a shouting match and initiated his ultimate excommunication from the Catholic Church. From that point onward, there was no going back for him or the movement he started. Over the next 25 years, that movement would grow, first throughout his homeland and then elsewhere. Luther died following a stroke on February 18, 1546, at age 62, during a trip to Eisleben. He was buried in All Saints Church in Wittenberg, the city he had helped turn into an intellectual center. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 10th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.